Talking today with Roy Lee Lindsay of the Oklahoma Port Council. And Roy, you've got the Oklahoma Port Congress coming up here next month, starting off on August 2nd. Kind of tell us what's on the agenda for this year.
Well, next month makes it sound like it's a long ways away, and it's really not. We're really only about 10 days from getting started with Port Congress. Should be a wonderful event again this year. We're very excited about the program we've put together. A couple of things that are different this year. One is we've put our golf tournament right in conjunction with Port Congress. So we'll start with the golf tournament on Thursday. And then Congress itself is Friday, August the 2nd. We've got a number of, I think, outstanding speakers and programs. We have the CEO from the National Port Board, Bill Even, coming. Port Board's been working on a new, call it Port Checkoff 4.0, but a new strategic plan for the checkoff side of what we do. And Bill's going to kind of give the highlights of what that plan's developed and where he thinks that process is going. We've invited from the National Pork Producers Council, Maria Ziba. She's Director of International Affairs there to talk about trade, what's happening around the world, how are those trade discussions progressing, not just China, but other areas of trade, what's been positive, what needs help, where do we go from here. We'll follow that up. We're going to have a program on African swine fever. I'm going to do an update on what's happening around the world as it relates to ASF, what should you be looking for, what can you be doing on your farm, those kinds of things to kind of just start the topic, if you will. We'll have our awards luncheon. We're going to recognize our distinguished service winner. We'll recognize outstanding legislators. We'll recognize some of our ambassadors, as well as our Pork Industry Excellence Awards, where we'll really recognize producers that go above and beyond in their everyday job, and a great way for us to recognize folks that maybe you've never heard of or never met, never really served on the board of directors, but very critical to everything we do here within the Pork Council, within the pork industry here in the States. In the afternoon, we'll have our our OK Pork update. I'll give an update kind of what's going on here with the Oklahoma Pork Council. We will talk specifically about what we're doing in our African swine fever preparedness exercises. What are we doing as a council to get ready for that? We'll have a legislative update from our lobbying team. And then we'll move into our business meeting. We're going to elect three new board members, or we have three board seats up for election. Not necessarily going to elect new members. Could have somebody get reelected, but we will have elections for board members. We will take nominations and elect folks to attend the 2020 National Pork Industry Forum in Kansas City to represent us for the Pork Act delegate session there. We'll have our keynote address at the end of the day from Ms. Emily Bowers, talking about working with different generations in the workplace and the challenges that presents, and how do you work through some of that. And then we'll follow it all up and wrap it up in the evening with our casino night, just kind of a fun celebration. Let folks come. Bacon and blues this year, kind of a Mardi Gras type theme for casino night.
Great. Well, it sounds like you guys have a full plate on your hands with all of that. So I know you guys are working to put the finishing touches on everything and as you prepare for that. And, of course, with your legislative update, you guys had a lot going on this year policy-wise here in the state. So I'm sure a lot of things to report on that. As far as those elections go, though, those nominations are still open right now, as I understand.
Sure.
And talk a little bit about who's eligible to actually run for those seats.
Our bylaws state that if you want to run for the board of directors seats, that anyone who is actively engaged in the production of porcine animals in the state of Oklahoma can run for the board of directors. So we have three seats open. We have an East District seat, a West District seat, and an at-large seat. The at-large represents the state as a whole, and we'll be doing those elections. We have a 9-member board. We elect three new members each year, one from each district, and they serve a 3-year term. So we will accept nominations from the floor on Friday the 2nd, and then we'll vote, and we'll see who gets elected that day. Everyone that's a paid member of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and again, membership is open to anyone that's actively engaged in the production of porcine animals in the state, will be able to vote. You vote by district, and your district's where you live. not necessarily where your farm's at per se, but it's based on where you live. And then the Pork Act delegate election that will also take place that day, those are delegates specifically. We submit a list of about seven or eight names to USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue, and USDA goes through and approves our list or picks from our list, if you will. And those are folks that pay the pork checkoff, and anyone that pays the pork checkoff is eligible to be a Pork Act delegate. And only those people that pay the checkoff get to vote in that election. We'll take nominations from the floor again, and those folks will go to Kansas City in March of 2020 to represent Oklahoma in the Pork Act delegate session.
Yeah. So, and of course, this is all happening over in Norman, correct?
Yeah, we'll be at the Embassy Suites in Norman again this year. Really excited about that. We've moved our golf tournament down to Norman, to Westwood. I think it's Westwood is the name of the golf course. Or it's West something, and I apologize. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but I believe it's Westwood there, just south of the convention site. That'll be on Thursday, August the 1st. We still have room for several teams. If you're interested, you can register online on through our website. Our meeting as far as Pork Congress goes, if you're just interested in what's happening with African swine fever, you're interested in what's going on in the pork industry, you're welcome to attend. You can get more details about Congress as a whole on our website at okpork.org, or give us a call here at the office, and we'll be happy to answer your questions.
Yeah, same goes for registration. Anybody that wants to do that can contact you guys or go to the website. Is there a cost associated with that?
There's no cost to register for Pork Congress. Pork Congress itself is open to the public. There is a cost, obviously, for the golf tournament, and the casino night activity is a pay-to-play event, if you will. There is a cost with it. It's only $40, but you can purchase tickets there online. You can register online. You can purchase tickets online. You can sign up for the golf tournament, whatever. You can do all that through our website. Click on the events tab, and it'll pop up and show you all the events that we've got coming up.